This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. Lent Saturday. First posted February 9th, 2008. Matthew 4:1-11. Jesus' temptation. Paraphrase. After his baptism by John the Baptizer, Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness where he was tempted by Satan. After Jesus had been fasting for 40 days and nights, he was hungry, and Satan tempted him to turn stones in the wilderness into bread. If Jesus was the Son of God, Jesus quoted Deuteronomy 8:3b, saying that man does not live only by bread, but by every word of God. Satan took Jesus to the roof of the temple in Jerusalem and told Jesus to jump off, if he were the Son of God, quoting Psalm 91:11-12, which says that God would provide angels to catch Jesus, so that he would not be injured. Jesus replied by quoting Deuteronomy 6:16, which says that we are not to tempt the Lord our God. See also Colossians 2:8-9, John 20:28. Satan took Jesus to the top of a mountain and showed Jesus all the kingdoms of earth and their glory. He offered all of them to Jesus if Jesus would worship Satan. Jesus replied that we are to worship and serve only the Lord God, quoting Deuteronomy 6:14. Then Satan left and angels of God came and attended to Jesus. Commentary: as Israel had been tested by God in the wilderness for 40 years, Jesus was tested for 40 days in the wilderness at the beginning of his public ministry. Fasting was an appropriate and traditional Jewish form of spiritual preparation. At the end of the fasting, Satan tempted Jesus. Satan tempted Jesus in the three areas of human weakness: the lust of the eyes, covetousness; the lust of the flesh, physical desire; and pride of life, self-centeredness. These are the same temptations which the serpent used on Adam and Eve in the garden, Genesis 3:5-6. Satan tempted Jesus in Jesus' most vulnerable moment. In each instance, Jesus resisted temptation by quoting God's word. Notice that Satan knows God's word also, and will try to pervert it to suit Satan's purpose, Matthew 4:6. If we don't want to be enslaved by sin, disobedience of God's word, and eternal death, which is the penalty for sin, Romans 6:23, we need to know God's word. Jesus was demonstrating the truth of God's word, Deuteronomy 8:3b, that life is not just physical survival or physical gratification. True, eternal life is only by the whole word of God, applied in our circumstances daily, and not just certain parts that suit our purposes, as Satan was doing. The Lenten season began with Ash Wednesday. It is 40 days, not counting Sundays, until Easter. It is an opportunity to fast in the wilderness, examining ourselves and spiritually preparing ourselves for the Easter season, which brings new spiritual life. The Easter season, from Easter until Pentecost, the 50th day of Easter, begins with Jesus' resurrection from death to eternal life. As we believe Jesus' resurrection and believe that we will also share in his resurrection as we trust and obey Jesus, we are individually reborn to spiritual eternal life, now, by the promised and dwelling Holy Spirit, which began to be fulfilled in the church on the day of Pentecost after Jesus' resurrection, Acts 2:1-18. Only Jesus gives the gift of the Holy Spirit, John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. Is Jesus your Lord, Matthew 7:21-23. Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple, John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus, John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14.